I was toting my pack along the dusty
Rick, lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go back to the lines. Diallo of Madison, thanks for calling. What's on your mind, eh, Diallo?
Yeah, morning, Matt. Yeah, a couple of things. The first one is about the vice president, Mike Pence. If he thinks that people think that he's a hero, he's got something else coming. He should be walking by himself to the committee and tell what he knows.
Right.
We don't have to wait for him or to subpoena or anything else. I mean, he's the prime witness of a coup.
Right.
So that's why.
Yeah, Diallo, that's an excellent point. Thanks for calling in. And let me just build on that, because now remember something. This guy, I don't think he has any self-respect. I mean, Diallo's right. If Pence were smart, if he were honest, he'd go, I want to testify. I want to testify on television, and I'm going to say what happened. And I stood up to it and blah, blah, blah. He won't say that because, frankly, he wanted to go along with it. All the early indications, he wanted to go along with the coup. But when he called Dan Quayle and a few other people, they said, you're crazy. You'll go to jail. That scared him off. Suddenly he's posing as a saint. But the other thing is, I got to say this. Say I'm running for office. You know, you're running for whatever you're off. All right. So you're running for president, vice president. And the guy, Trump, goes, maybe you deserve to be hanged. And his reporters go, hang Mike Pence. And the mob comes within 40 feet of you. 40 feet. I don't know if you knew that. Next time you look at a Packer game, 10 yards is 30 feet. Look at the goal line to the 10-yard line. Then go another 3 yards, 13 yards. That's how close they got to him. They had constructed a gallows. And they didn't do that overnight. That had been going on for weeks on social media, and people were texting, here's how you do a hangman's knot. Here's what kind of support you need, the lumber. And it suddenly popped up. That didn't pop up just on January 6th, my friends. And then Trump's in the White House saying maybe he deserves to be hanged. And then Pence is going around sucking up to Trump, going like, well, you know, I'm proud of what I did and my relationship with him. Instead of saying, the SOB tried to hang me, I got news for him. I want to be your president, and I'm going to be a lot different. What self-respect is that? Guy's going to hang you, you know? Guy's going to kill you? He gets death threats. His family gets death threats. There's something sick about the Trump cult. There really is. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, eh, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for what you do for keeping democracy safe. We can now kind of enjoy how realities hit the people who like to drink downstream from the herd. And you know who I'm talking about. When you watch Fox, they wiggle around this huge elephant in the room without addressing it. They'll talk about dog shows. They'll talk about sports. They cannot talk about January 6th because they have no way to defend it. So therefore, don't talk about it. I find it really unique. You know, we've been hoping and praying that somebody would wake up in this country and take charge. I really think, I want your thoughts on it, we ought to celebrate Liz Cheney and Adam Kissinger. Democrats celebrating Republicans for doing one thing, defending democracy. Thanks and have a great weekend.
Yeah, no, I'm with you 100%, Bill. I have the highest regard for Liz Cheney and Adam Kissinger. And she's the vice chair, and she gives an opening and closing statement each time, gets to ask questions. And Adam Kissinger was the lead interrogator this last time. They have character. They flat out have character. And you can tell when somebody has character and when they don't have character. They have character. I love watching them on this committee. And I just hope, you know, Liz Cheney is down 30 points in her congressional race in Wyoming because Trump's gone in and trashed her, and that's a small state with a small right-wing Republican Party. If I were Biden, I would take them both into my administration in cabinet positions. They are terrific. The question is, can they get renominated for anything in this Republican Party? But they're standing up. They will go down in history as patriots who stood up for the United States. My hat's off to them. I have the highest regard for them. Thanks for calling, Bill. Here's a fact that people had forgotten. November 5th, 2020, 2 days after the election, after Trump lost, Ron DeSantis said, well, the state legislatures should override the elections and in those six swing states give their electors to Trump. That was Ron DeSantis. And the reason I raise that is this. A New Hampshire poll just was released, and it shows trouble for Trump, but unfortunately, it's good news for DeSantis. In terms of the nomination, DeSantis now beats Trump 39-37 in New Hampshire for the nomination. Back in October, you know, what's that, 8 months ago, Trump beat DeSantis 43-18 in New Hampshire. Now New Hampshire is 39-37. I think these commission hearings have had an effect, a good effect. But DeSantis is not what we want. In a general election of all voters in New Hampshire, DeSantis against Biden is 47-46. DeSantis beats Biden by 1 point. Margin of error is something like 4 points, so that's a tie. But if Biden runs against Trump, Biden beats Trump 50-43 by 7 points. That's outside the margin of error. Republicans are taking note of this, and just hear this word from me. DeSantis is surging. He's seen as the only possible alternative to Trump. You hear about Pence, Nikki Haley, these other, they're not going anywhere. Cruz, they're not going anywhere. They're starting to coalesce around DeSantis. DeSantis and Biden are tied in New Hampshire, but Biden beats Trump by 7 points in New Hampshire if he's the nominee, Biden. But DeSantis, 2 days after the November 3rd election 2020, he didn't need to talk coup. He didn't need to talk all this stuff. He just flat out said the legislature should convene and change the vote. He said it publicly. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Like the great line from the Carl Sandburg poem, the great American poet, the fog creeps in on little cat's feet. It's a great image. You sit at dawn on a ship in the middle of the Atlantic and you see the fog come in and creeps in on little cat's feet. Fascism only has to creep into six states, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. Lawyers with thin briefcases, anonymous, slip into those states. Gerrymandered legislatures are coerced into doing something. And everybody goes, okay. Well, that's the law. That happened in Berlin in 1932. Hitler had a plurality in the parliament, the Reichstag, they call it. And then he came and said, listen, let's just dissolve the Reichstag for a very brief period of time while I get inflation under control. They dissolved it, and then he started to kill people, and you ended up Hitler being Hitler. I don't trust DeSantis. I don't compare him to Hitler. I don't trust DeSantis. And this is simply early word, that the Republicans seem to be coalescing around him, and he's not what he appears. We don't agree with him, like him, but he is very much of the fascist right. Be very careful. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Have a great weekend, everybody. It's going to be great weather throughout most of Wisconsin. Summerfest is going on. There's a kickoff weekend in Milwaukee. Biggest movie festival in the world. Certainly in the country. Come to Milwaukee. Matt Flynn Direct will be back Monday after the weekend. I am signing off for today.